The another parable is where the man went away and he left money behind with people. He left 1 10 and 1 5 and 1 1. And he said, now while I leave, you put this money to work. Make it work for me. And so when he came back, the one he'd loaned 10 to or given 10 to, he'd made 10 more. The one he gave 5 to, he made 5 more. And then the one he gave 1 to, he said, well, I only give you back this 1 because I was afraid. I was afraid to do anything with it for fear something might happen. And he said, give the one that had 10 more, give the one that had 5 more, but don't give this one any more. Take it away. He didn't do anything. Now, what do you make out of that? What do you make out of that? It has to be that if you have a gift or you have a quality or a capacity and you don't exercise it, it atrophies. You will lose it. And there is something about proficiency that makes for interest. See, if I'm taking piano lessons and I never practice, I never go near the piano and I keep going back and fumbling through, after a while I'm not going to be interested in piano. But if I take piano lessons and I practice and I get better and more proficient, and pretty soon I'm playing little pieces, and pretty soon I'm playing for people and they're getting a little joy out of my little pieces, I'm going to get more interested, I'm going to get more proficient. The more proficient I get, the more I get out of it, and the more I give. So there is a principle involved here. And we have to extricate it just from the money and being put in the bank and making more money. It's a parable that is designed to say that the more proficient we are, the more joy we get out of the proficiency. It's a principle. And we know that about people. Is that not true? And that is why in the work, we put people to work right away. And unless people really release to go to work and begin to learn and begin to give, they hold back and they feel like they're being pushed or being made to. And after a while, they won't be able to stay with it. They will get tired of that. So it has to come from the center. See, the person did do that. He did do it on his own. He was told to do it, but he did do it from himself, from his own. And so he was rewarded by being given more and more and more. And I think that's a very important thing, because in our work very often, people do feel pushed by other people. Now, at the beginning, that's important, to be invited to participate. But if after a while that spontaneous give doesn't come from the person's own center and they're not getting the satisfaction out of it, they would not be able to stay here. And I think that is one of the causes of why people give up the life of the spirit, is they're not getting the satisfaction.